All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, it feels like we're just at MetLife talking about the Jet game, condensed week for you guys. How'd the team respond as far as the amount of walkthroughs, film study, and everything you did to get ready?
Yeah, I thought the players did a great job this week, Scott. We didn't practice on Wednesday, but we had a full day of meetings and walkthrough and preparation, and then practice on Thursday and Friday. So I think we got two good days of timing in, and you know, hopefully we had a chance to recover a little bit from the Jets game. So see what happens today, but I think we're ready to go.
How quickly you snagged Justin Bethel, too. Sometimes you're sitting there and all of a sudden a name pops up and some teams do things that they feel is right for their team, but how quick you acted on that. You excited to have him here?
Yes, I think Justin will be a good addition for us. You know, he's got a lot of speed. He's a very disruptive player in coverage, and I think can also help us some in the return game as well. So it's pretty unusual for a player like that to be available at this time of year, but given the circumstances, I think we all understand what happened. But glad to have him.
Whether through the draft, free agency, or just being a Rutgers guy, Mohamed Sanu, you talked a lot about him this week. Talk about the practice, what you guys had to do to get him up to speed, because I know some of the routes and the way they did things conceptually in Atlanta, not what you guys do, but how smart is he?
Yeah, Mo's a smart kid, and he works extremely hard. He's in early, stays late. We've done multiple walkthroughs with him just to keep going over and over, just so he's confident and familiar with the calls and the communication. So we'll see how it goes today, but he's put in a lot of work and has done well on the field, particularly in our third down red area situations, 2 minute, the things that, can be a problem because of how quickly they come and the multiples that the defense can throw at us. But he's done a good job with those so far, so hopefully we can get that out of him today.
Julian was obviously a quarterback in college. Jacoby Myers started as a quarterback. Sanu also as a quarterback. What is it about these guys that make the transition? Because not everybody can play quarterback, but is it just understanding spacing and timing?
Yeah, I think so. It's I think it takes a little while for all of them to do that. Certainly Sanu had the most experience in college, but Jacoby's gotten better every week, and Julian, over the course of his career, has become a very excellent and proficient receiver. But it was a transition for him. So it certainly takes a lot of work to play at receiver, and certainly inside the formation, like all three of those guys do. It's just the number of people that are around you, linebackers, safeties, nickelbacks, and so forth. So just making the right decision on what to do there takes some time.
You guys have been nicked up on offense. A guy like Rex Burkhead, how much would weather affect whether he plays in a game like today? Is he close to playing, ready to go?
Yeah, I think Rex will be ready to go.
All right. How much does it affect your roster? Is it maybe you'll keep an extra big guy, whether it's a guy up front, maybe a safety, if you think teams are going to run in this type of weather? Plus, it looks like the weather people got one right here. Maybe you could send them a gift basket. How much does it affect roster makeup, like last minute, when weather like this rolls in?
Yeah, I think it could. Depends on what your options are. I think if you have an option that you feel like can help you, then great. But usually with injuries and with the linemen, it's usually a case of just which ones you want to take to the game. So we'll sort it all out here, but I don't think there'll be any big changes.
Coach Kitchens, you watch him. Not a lot of familiarity with him, but what's some of the good traits that he has as far as being a play caller?
Very aggressive. Yeah, very aggressive. Try to pick up the first down a lot on fourth down. They use third down to get the fourth and short, fourth and medium, so they can go for it.
So two downs are always an effect, especially if you're at the plus 40.
Yeah, and over the last 2 years, only the Chiefs have had more big plays than the Browns have. They're a very explosive team, both in the running game with Chubb and in the passing game with Landry, Beckham, and some of the other big play guys.
Callaway.
And a quarterback who likes to look downfield and throw the ball deep. So it's a very explosive team that can get a lot of yards in a hurry, and we're going to have to play well, defensively, and eliminate those big plays and at least force them to drive the ball.
Talked about Slater, talked about Bethel this week as far as special teams. You brought up Jonathan Jones, how well he's doing there, and then being able to juggle also playing in the secondary. How big of a day can it be for him today, especially where they space these guys regarding wherever they line up in a formation?
Yeah, well, we're gonna have to cover well. This is a very good group of receivers. They have a lot of big playmakers as well as the quarterback, the running back when he gets the ball in his hands, and they have good depth at tight end with Jones and also with Harris. So those are big guys that are kind of basketball players, big targets for receivers. So there's a lot of talented guys to cover there. We're gonna have to be on them tight and have a good rush.
I know you're not a big stat guy. Stats are for losers. We've heard that before. But as far as milestones, September 8th, 1991, you got your first win as a head coach. Ironically, it was right out here in another stadium, just in the west side lot there. How special is, you know, approaching 300 for you personally as being a head coach?
It's great to win games, and it's great to win a lot of them. But, you know, right now our focus is really just on the 2019 season, trying to go out and get this one today and, you know, worry about next week and, you know, add them all up at the end. But, it's a big challenge for us today against the Browns. And, as we talked about earlier, I think we had a good week of preparation. I think we're ready to go. But the Browns have had an extra week to prepare. You know, they had the bye week this week. So, this will be a good test for us today.
All right, hope you get it today. Good luck against the Browns.
All right, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right, throw back up the Beetle at a howl at the moon.